Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, second hour already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up with him. Morning, Mike. What's up?
I'm trying to thaw out.
Well, we all are.
I mean,
we're Texans. We're not used to this. Don't want it. That's why we live here.
How do you like being in Kunash's feet?
They're not used to it either.
Rich called me yesterday to check this out. I'm sending you a video. You have a yardstick out, 11 inches.
We're down in Venice?
Yeah.
Man. I know New Orleans got 10. They're just above you. The closer the coast you got, the deeper the snow got. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. It was crazy. He said it was unbelievable.
I had a text from a listener, a guy I know him pretty good. He had one of his buddies that he works with got hung up in a hotel in New Orleans, and the roof collapsed with all the snow on it.
Wow.
10 inches of snow, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well.
Excuse me a second there.
Do what?
I said, excuse me a second.
Okay. All right. There's a.
I just looked out back there. Still snow piled up around stuff up here.
Yeah, I still got a little bit in the yard. It didn't all melt off yesterday.
Oh, didn't get it quite warm enough.
Do what, Mike? I can barely hear you.
Hang on just a second.
Well.
I'm anyway, here.
All right.
Got me. You hear me?
Yeah, now.
Okay. Well, that's your own speakerphone. I guess that wasn't working.
No, a speaker don't do good on radio. It won't work.
Yes. So, but I don't know. I'm going to try to go to the river bottom sometime today. Start hunting my dog, and now they're talking about all that rain coming Sunday.
It's going to be wet in the woods after this weekend. It's going to warm up, start raining. It's just...
Well, them woods are wet anyhow, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that river bottom's been wet for most of the deer season. We were dry when we started, but, man, it got wet.
Yeah, we were kind of in a semi-drought, and we're not anymore.
No, absolutely not. No, there was some cool stuff going on.
But yeah. No,
especially over in Louisiana, them boys. Them boys, them airboats was having some kind of fun with it. Then some idiot tried to go up the I-10 bridge.
On it with an airboat?
Yeah, at Baton Rouge.
That makes sense.
Yeah, really smart, huh?
Well, you said he tried to go up there. What happened?
Yeah, he couldn't do it. But the idiot didn't realize they went up there and had to come back down. What you going to do?
Yeah.
You get no brakes.
No brakes, and you're coming straight down. That bridge is steep. That's
yep.
Another Darwin Award winner.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you heard anything about water temps and anything like that over there?
No,
anybody concerned about anything?
Brent said 31 is the lowest they got.
So, water temp or air temp?
Air temp.
Okay. And, scared me when you said 31.
No. We talked briefly about that. But, you know, all our fish over there, they got deep water, you know, just everywhere right there. And so, actually, the river's probably helping the situation a little bit right now. So, but, you know, they got a chance to get out. So, you know, especially all our trout. You know, this time of year, all them trout, they're done back out there in the Gulf. So, we ain't got nothing in the river or anything. And so, all they can do is go deeper. So, have you heard anything on our coast?
Not yet. It's kind of too early to tell. You know, I saw some videos of a dead fish here and a dead fish there. I mean, that's not, you know, it's too early.
Well, I can go find a dead fish anywhere.
I can go kill one. Throw that out there. Go catch one and kill it.
All this social media crap, I'm telling you, it's like always. Trump didn't have his hand on the Bible and all kinds of things, you know, and I'm going, give me a break. Y'all might ought to go relook at that.
Oh, man, that's nitpicking.
Yep. And all them ones, oh, you voted for Trump. Here we are, gas still the same price, and eggs still the same price. And I'm going, geez.
Well, they expect it to go down in one day. You know, that's just...
He ain't got no magic wand.
No. But they're going to fix all that. It just takes time.
Oh, it's going to take time. So, anyhow.
It's like construction. If you're the one that started out and did it right the first time, hey, it goes smooth and easy. But when you come in behind somebody that screwed it all up, it's going to take time to fix it.
Yep. But now I'm ready to start back fishing, but it'll be a little while still.
Yeah, it's January. I mean.
Yep. So, and I hadn't heard any reports. I know some of the old timers been trying to go on Lake Houston already, but they're just pushing it. So all they're doing is just too early, and it's really slowed it down now.
Oh, yeah.
Them old crappie went. Got deep.
They're on the back burner for now.
Yep, absolutely. Same thing with the white bass. And them rivers are not clean enough for them fish to come up yet.
Right.
So, but back in my younger days when I was a young man, I caught them fish this time of year, January, in that East Fork.
Right.
All the way up there to 1485.
Mm-hmm.
A little tough to get up there, but them fish was there. But it was, you know, mild weather and beautiful water.
Right.
So, but.
That's what my father-in-law used to do. He'd start getting enthused about this time of year, catching them big old slabs.
Yep. Well, you know, and I don't like them with eggs in them. They just taste a little different when they pull eggs. But
mm-hmm.
when you can go thump on them. And, you know, and I got a cousin who lives on the lake. And he just keeps it a secret, but he knows how to catch them in the summertime. And fish go back down there towards that dam. He's kind of got them pinned up.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah. Deeper water.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Livingston. I mean,
well, yeah.
Them fish all go north. And me and Dimmer, you know, we never chased them way up there. We never chased them past 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we had fast spawn going on, so we didn't fool with them things. But once they started coming back down, coming out of White Rock and all that stuff, we fish them all the way to Pine Island. You know, they had deuce followed birds, to be honest with me. And the fish wasn't on top, fish were on bottom. But them birds was following that shad back down the river. And them white bass is right underneath them. The only problem on fishing the edge of that river like that with a jig, man, them old stumps and stuff, he lost a lot of jig. So, I saw a deal off of Texoma. Some striper guide up there called a striper, 47 inches long, 36 inch girth.
Good. Didn't have nothing.
Yeah. He said, been doing this all my life, and he said, I've never seen a fish this big. I mean,
36 inch girth?
Yep. He was mammoth. And he's full of it. Yeah, he's a beast. 47 inch. Anyhow, he turned him loose, you know, and he said, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have a scale this big.
No.
And he said, we'll figure it up, and I'll post up. We'll do it by measurement, see what it comes out.
Yeah, do the formula on that.
Yeah.
What a and fish.
Dwayne Bonin, Texas nephew, hunts with me and fishes with me. His boss been in Costa Rica, which he's got a boat over, and he caught a 680-pound black marlin this week.
Man.
Black. Yeah. Black. I got to get that picture to you. It is stupid.
Awesome.
Yeah. Said it was his lifelong dream. They caught three in one day.
Three blacks? Nothing.
Three blacks. Yeah. They were on top of them.
Where were they fishing at?
Costa Rica.
Costa? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Costa Rica's getting pretty popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of going to be the next Venice, I guess.
I think it's probably cheaper to go there.
Yeah, it's cheaper to go there than it is to go to Venice. Other than maybe the plane flight.
Right.
I mean, everything's cheap down there.
Well, hopefully it will be here again.
Oh, I mean, me and Darlene went shop a day or two before that this mess was coming in. And I told her, we don't need to go to Walmart, but we went to Walmart. That was a mistake. Cashiers told me it was worse than Christmas Eve. How busy they were.
Well, I ran to...
We had one basket full of $325.
Yeah, I had a... I don't even know if I had even a half a basket, and it was $200 yesterday. And no water. Totally out of water. All that was left was distilled water.
Right. That's
panic
crazy.
Buying.
Yeah. That's the deal. Is
the media causes it. I mean, they scare everybody to death, and, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's been in that mode since the pandemic. Remember the toilet paper issue during the pandemic?
So
come on, man.
And you know, that's funny.
I didn't know there was that kind of importance in toilet paper. Should have bought stock in it.
Yeah. And it was so funny. This, I don't know, a year or so after the pandemic, you go up down 105 and... Where they had them little spots set up to sell BS.
Yeah.
People selling toilet paper. So, yeah, it's crazy. About
man.
You know. Yeah, it's the life we're living right now.
The new world we're living in. I never thought I'd live to see some of the things I see these days. It's pretty nuts, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, I hope you can get to the woods and get your dog down there and get some work in. Get you some limb chickens and the tree rats.
Yep. I can get there. And he was going nuts during that snow mess.
Hey, these dogs go crazy in the snow, man. My labs, even my old lab can barely walk, and she's out there running around in that snow having a blast with the young one.
I looked at a lot of people posting stuff up with their dogs. It was one of them little old Dachshunds.
A little weenie dog?
Yeah, weenie dog. And one of them black and tan ones. And he barks at the front door when he needs to go out to the restroom. And the lady, he barked, and the lady was videoing. She said, "Okay, you need to go potty." She said, "But you might ought to be careful going out that door." He was about 10 foot from the door. She opened the door. He hit that snow, and he tried to stop, and he just rolled and slid. It was so funny. He stood up like, "Where am I at? You know, what happened?
What happened?"
Yeah, where my front yard at?
It's kind of the way my dogs were the next morning. They're looking out there going, "Man, what is that?" You know, my old dog, she's seen snow before, but that young chocolate, she had never seen any snow. She had a blast. Oh, well. All right, Mike, I got to run, buddy. Somebody wants to call you about fishing, how to get a hold of you, man.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. And I got a frog in my throat all of a sudden, and catches on RJ hunting and fishing.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, man.
You tell you later, Mick.
Later. All right. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run down Galveston Way, Tiki Island, Texas, and check in with the Iceman this morning, Captain James Blogg. See what he's up to. Hey, Cooter, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going this morning, brother?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yep. Nothing. It dropped dead gorgeous yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't it a beautiful afternoon?
It was awesome, man. It must not be no dads, because I promise you, the doomers look at me.
No, I was checking all the doomer forecast. I'm not seeing a lot of doomers. It's early yet. They'll find something.
There ain't nothing. Yeah, what are they going to find? A trout, six dead mullet, and something else. But I was looking at 21 two things. It was different, man. It was in February, you know, and fish are in different places in February. You know, that water, when it finally got cold, it was like 39.6, 39.6. Then it went to 38.7. It just kept getting colder.
Yeah.
And this thing really ain't nothing. Hey, if it wouldn't have snowed, it'd have just been cold. It'd have just been cold. I never saw, I think 30 was the coldest it got at my house.
Well, the coldest water temperature I saw was yesterday morning, you know, right after daylight was showing it was between 35 and 36 degrees.
See, I didn't get that.
When the tide came in during the night before I went to bed, it went up to like 42.7. But when it went out, that's when it got cold again.
Yeah,
and that's what it's doing this morning. It's 40. Well, at 4 o'clock, it was 41.2, and now it's 41. It's dropped a couple of tenths.
And that railroad bridge, it gets crushed with wind and stuff. So the day it snowed, whatever day I talked to you Tuesday, see, that water on Monday at 2 o'clock, it was still 46 degrees. And then it went to 41. And then at three o'clock, the day it snowed, you know, the sun come out down here at like 3 o'clock. It was 40. Now it went to 39, but it went to what I had in the bio yesterday. It was 43.2 at 11. And then at 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it was 43.3 at the railroad bridge, and that's going to be the coldest. But it was like almost 50 degrees in the Galveston Channel. You go toward the path, it would get something else. But
I mean, where do you find closures at with TPNW's website? They never, I mean,
they usually post it, Mickey, but I never saw it.
I've never seen any closures on any of these bodies of water that they're supposed to close in these freeze events. Well, maybe now with the limited three, they just don't even care. It doesn't even matter, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a couple of folks put in.
They're just not a, you'd think a big government organization like that would have a pretty up to date and up to snuff type website where they keep the public informed, you know, to the minute or to the hour at least.
I saw a little something when I was talking to you, but
I can barely hear you. Has your phone got water in it?
No, my head's got water in it.
Oh, okay, because I can't, you kind of fade away at times.
No, man, I can't hardly talk. But, no, it ain't nothing. It's nothing. I mean, because it got so nice. Yesterday it was dead slick till 2 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah.
I had to go mail some stuff at like 4:30, and it was like 47 degrees in Galveston. This ain't nothing like that deal in February 21. That was real. If it wouldn't have snowed, it had just been cold. That's all it would have been, was cold. The snow was pretty cool. About 6, I didn't get to enjoy it. I ain't walking out there. Carol wanted to go out there and build a snowman.
Well, I didn't go out in it because I don't want to get sick.
Well, I was already sick, so it didn't matter. I probably should have just went on out there. But, no, man. Hey, if they die and stuff like this, then we need to go fish for something else.
Well, according to the experts, you know, I've got all this research data and everything, you know, from the Heart Institute on spotted sea trout. They claim that all the temperature has to do is stay below 45 degrees for 24-hour period or more, and then it can get extensive. And, you know, on the thermal stress mortality that occurs when this happens. So we shall see.
I don't know, man. We've caught them in Calcasieu in 45-degree water, and they take the rod away from them.
We caught them that one morning, James. It was 42 degrees. Remember, it burned your legs through your waders. Well, Kenny went to Sabine with me one time. Me and him and Pete poured the coals to him. I think Kenny had a 70-plus pound stringer that morning on Corky's in 42-degree water.
Yeah, when they're set up, hey, but when it gets, look, man, me and you've been through all these things. In 83, when everything freezes and it's 9 degrees and like this 21 deal, which we lost a lot of fish, but I guess we had enough because I mean, but I didn't start catching no fish after 21. It took me like 4 days.
Yeah.
I actually went back fishing on like the 21st, and we just really went looking, and we didn't do much. And then I went back to where I left them fish, and in 3 days I caught 96 trout.
Yeah.
Right where I left them. So, you know, and there was deep water right there, but these fish are already where they're at, and you don't know what it is on the bottom. I don't
know.
They all go lay on the bottom. It might be 50 degrees on the bottom. I don't know. You know, but it got windy, though, buddy. Gosh, dog, I guarantee
you. Yeah, it did blow. 50.
But an upside, kind of, is the tides never really got low. I mean, don't get me wrong, they weren't, like, bulled up. Just go way to flat somewhere. But they never got high because the wind. Well, when I was talking to you, it got north in it, but then later on that evening.
Well, it went on northeast. You know, I kept all the water from blowing way out. Now,
yeah.
I did have, you know, on Trinity Bay, we had a beach on that west side over there. I mean, that one day it was blown way out. But that was before it got extreme cold, too.
Right, right. Yeah, of course, hey, man, it's just like if I drive to your house, I leave here and drive to your house, there's 10 degrees difference. You know, in air temperature, and when you drive up there, then, you know, down here.
Well, when I left my house this morning to come in here, it was 33 at that time at 2 in the morning, so I'm sure it got a little below freezing there this morning. But
yeah, I think it was, man, I just looked right here. I think it's 40. I think it was 41 at Eagle Point.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get all over the place, you know. The Galveston Channel is deep, and it's pretty protected, and that's...
Well, in Morgan's Point, too, those monitors are on ship channels, you know.
Exactly.
And they're naturally going to be warmer.
Hey, but if them fish we fish for, if they die every time this kind of deal happens, you need to go fish for something else. Go shark fishing or go do something else. Because they were where they're going to be. You know, now, will they bite? I don't know if they're going to bite. You know that yourself. They probably ain't going to bite for
Well, at the railroad bridge, I watched that temperature yesterday morning go from like 35.3 or whatever it was at its lowest point, and with that incoming tide yesterday, it rose up to like 42.7.
Yeah, what did I have there?
Because that Gulf water, you know, is naturally warmer, and when the tide came in, the water warmed with it.
Yeah, it had them buoys bowed over where I went to town.
Oh, yeah, it was smoking in.
I had, at 6 o'clock at the railroad bridge, I had 43.3 at 6 o'clock. So, but, you know, every one of these fronts have done this. We get a front, and you've seen it with the last three fronts, and then the low pressure gets on the end of it, and then it rains. It's done it every time. And that's what it did this time, except, you know, the air was colder.
Well,
man, when I
had a million texts, a million phone calls yesterday. Man, what do you think? I said, it's too early to even think about anything. I mean, it... We'll know in a few days of what it did, but I said, I'm not that worried about it. Sure, if it was 89 or 90, that kind of deal, yeah, then it's time to get scared and go bass fishing.
Yeah, but, I mean, when it's 89 and 90 and 83, they're just dead.
But, and you know, 83, what blew my mind with 83 is how many fish we had in 84 after that freeze. I mean, we never even looked back. And you know it killed millions of fish up and down the coast because it was 12 days of Arctic temperatures. That was the worst freeze we've ever been through. But we had so many millions of fish then. If you kill half of them, you still got millions.
And that's exactly what happened to them guys down south in that 21 deal. That's why they still have a lot of fish. But do you remember all the guys that fish in Mansfield and all them places was fishing up there with us in Trinity Bay?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, after 83. Yeah, they were coming to us.
Yeah. I just remember trying to get on that boat, get Carol on that boat, 21. It was 17 degrees. Everything was solid ice. And I couldn't even pull the boat over because the line was frozen. Luckily, Carrie Burton came by and helped me.
Yeah.
I didn't have nowhere to stay, man. I was in a bind. Now, that's cold. That was bad. This year, it would just snow. It was kind of cool. If I wouldn't have been sick, it'd been a lot more funner, but... Like I say, if it didn't snow, it had just been cold.
Yeah.
You know, but the snow made it, you know, it just mentally, it just freaks you out, man. I'm on the coast and I'm standing in 4 inches of snow, man. This ain't right. This ain't right. But I don't think we had no problem. They may, like I say, they may not bite, but I don't think we got no problem. They'll probably bite Saturday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say Saturday if they were going to bite?
Well, hopefully so for that tournament. Well, they'll bite in all them haunts where they're supposed to be stacked up after one of these deals.
Yeah. You're going to have to find your haunt that everybody don't know about.
That's well, everybody knows about them. That's why I was looking for closures, because a lot of those places are supposed to be closed in these kind of events.
But, Mickey, where there's a lot of fish get, they don't close them. You know,
well, that's true. Well, you know why? Because they don't know. Fishermen know. They don't.
I mean, that was like right here by my house, that Harbor Walk deal, where we used to call Meekums.
Yeah.
That should be the first place they close. That should be the first place they close. I mean, if there's no fish in the bio, and the bio hadn't really been that good, there's always some fish in the bio. But there ain't been a lot of fish in the bio a couple, 2 or 3 years. Well, they close it. Well, you're closing where there ain't very many fish anyway.
True.
So, I don't know, but they're not going to ask us nothing.
No.
But I don't know if I'm going to fish Saturday or not. If I feel like this, I ain't going nowhere.
I don't blame you.
I'm going nowhere.
Wouldn't get out of this
but
mess.
No, I think we're fine. Because somebody, I mean, there was boats milling around yesterday. If you don't see anything.
See, that's a problem we have nowadays is there's these fish never get a rest. They never get a break.
No.
They're constantly harassed 24/7, 365.
Yeah, there was somebody caught some kind of redfish yesterday. They got them laying on a bed of snow. They left them old redfish. Leave them old redfish alone, man. But it is what it is.
They need to be laying them bull reds on the snow. Get them out of here.
That's the truth, dude. Get some of
them. Feral hogs
there.
Of the bay, man.
Yeah. You know, plus, there's a big difference between where them fish are at in February and where they're at in January. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw it because I was, you know, I was fishing every day prior to this thing, and I saw where everything was set up. And they were probably fine. Probably. You know, it wasn't 17. Hey, man, I'm telling you, that deal in 21, that may be the coldest I ever been. That may have been the coldest I ever been trying to get her on that boat that night.
Coldest I ever been was in 89. It was 7 degrees two nights in a row on Trinity Bay. That's cold, buddy.
I was going somewhere, and I stopped at that Kroger on Dickinson, and I had to get me some cardboard to put in front of my radiator. I couldn't even get my truck to get hot. Remember how we used to do that? Try to get your heater to work. It was terrible, man.
I'm telling you. Well,
it ain't even a setback. It just, at least some fish got a little break for 5 or 6 days.
Hopefully so. It's too early to tell, and I ain't going to make a call.
But you know them dudes down there in Port O'Connor and all that, you know they went out there yesterday. First place they go, Pringle.
Oh, I saw some videos of some shallow flat, and I'd see a little dead trout here and a little mullet there. You know, they're already videoing that. They threw that up there.
But not much.
No. It's too early. It ain't even warmed up yet to get any floaters or anything. So, hey.
Yeah. The only thing yesterday, it was so calm. If there was something down there, you know, in the clear water, you'd have saw it just because it was so calm. I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't a ripple, dude, till like 2 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, it was nice.
Got a little ripple.
And then when I did get a little wind yesterday afternoon, it was southeast.
Yeah. Hey, how about blowing that cold water off the bay out there onto your eyes?
Yeah, that, oh, well. All right, James. Well, look, man,
right,
I hope you get feeling better. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about fishing this spring.
All right, brother.
In late winter.
497-771-7306.
All right, buddy.
All right, brother.
You have a good one. Get well.
All
right, man. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in Tiki Island.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 540 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town Way, check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Morning, man. I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain, man. I'm warm and dry. It's all good.
I'll tell you who's not warm and dry right now. I've got one of our guys, old Jetty James, man. He's riding out to the flower gardens right now to do some wahoo fishing on a buddy's boat. But, yeah, they're probably not super warm and dry at the moment.
No, I wouldn't think so. That's hardcore. Go
yeah,
get them.
Yeah, it's hardcore. It's hardcore. Showing 3 to 4s at, you know, 5, 6 seconds. It's going to be a ride for them boys.
Yeah, that's not a hop, skip, and a jump out there.
No. I was thinking about doing it as well and leaving, you know, shoot at 1 in the morning. It wasn't bad. It was like 2-3 footers at 6 seconds. But it looks like there's a gosh, when you look at the wind gusts, it's going to be gusting like 25, 26 miles an hour, you know, throughout the day out there. So I think I'm mad at him, but I really am mad at him. I really am. but I don't know about that now. it's a lot of work to go get beat up, man, real, real bad. So
yeah,
hopefully
I'm with you, man.
Shoot, they got a sea keeper on the boat that they took, so hopefully they go out there and use that sucker and get out there and catch a bunch of fish, and the rough ride on the way in will be worth it, you know. But, yep, we are turning everything back on, kind of getting everything rolling back at Bayside today. So, putting the life back in and, you know, turning the main water systems on, making sure we're good. And so that's kind of the plan for today. Get ready for,
right
for this weekend. And then hopefully get some folks out on the water by this weekend, man. Showing a little bit of some rain from last I heard on, you know, coming up this weekend. But
yeah,
what are you seeing on your end for it?
Biggest chance starts Sunday, 80% chance. Warm up and rain behind these fronts. Always been a pattern my entire lifetime. Gets real cold,
yeah,
and then it warms up, and then it rains. Here we go.
Here we go. Man, there's one after another. Golly. One after another. They just keep on coming.
I know.
I was trying to see if there might be any weather opening or window after this to do, you know, to get offshore, because I am itching, but man, I don't see much for a while. All the way through, maybe towards the end of January, but even then it's got those on the wind. It's showing the two fronts that kind of come together that are sitting offshore out there. So I forget the name for that, but not ones where I want to be running around, you know?
Right. I got you.
But other than that, man, y'all fare the snow well?
Oh, yeah. We had a little snowmageddon.
Yeah.
About 5 inches.
Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something, man. It was something seeing snow on the boats and all that, you know, sitting in it. We pulled all the boats out and got them in the parking lot. And golly, there was a couple inches of snow on the front of those bad boys. And we just let them sit there and look pretty, man. We didn't try to go out there and start them or do anything crazy. But, yeah, it'll be nice to get them all back in the water and get them rocking and rolling.
Well, that was a pretty good little cool spell there for a few days. Still pretty cool this morning.
Yeah.
And y'all are the warmest down there on the island, but, you know, everywhere north of y'all, it's, you know, it froze, light freeze. Or if you're up in Conroe or somewhere, it's a hard freeze.
Have you seen many of anybody talking about fish kill or anything, or you think?
Man, everybody's talking about it and wanting to know about it, but it's kind of too early to tell, really, you know. It's I did get a video and a picture of a listener that lives at Bio Vista and showed the canal iced over, had ice on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and that's salt water. That's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cold, man. That's real cold. I think it's got to be like, to my understanding, I think it's got to be like 28, 29 degrees 28 degrees for salt water. It's definitely more than, you know, more than the regular fresh water to freeze it. So, yeah, I mean, it was cold. It was definitely cold for a couple days there. I just wonder what that will affect the fish and if it will. I'm sure there's a little bit of an effect, but I haven't seen, like, you know, videos of big trophy trout laying everywhere like we did the last freeze.
Well, you got to have trophy trout to kill them, you know. I think we're a little ways off from being a trophy for trout fishery again. If we can let all these grow up, I mean, we're getting there, but it's just slow process, like raising deer, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know, trout and deer live about the same amount of time. Now, old redfish, they live forever.
Yeah, them things are hardy.
Hell, them reds I'm catching up in Trinity Bay are the ones we were catching 40 years ago when they were slots.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Those things don't go anywhere.
No, they just get bigger and eat more and live longer.
I'm trying to live like a redfish, man. A redfish.
They live a long time. People don't realize that. They don't understand that a redfish lives 4 or 5 times longer than a trout will.
Oh, yeah. To my understanding, they grow real quick. It takes a couple years for them to get about 28 inches.
Yeah.
And then it's like a year every inch or something, inch and a half.
Yeah, they slow down once they reach sexual maturity, you know.
Yeah. So when you're catching those big old suckers, I mean, that could be, 20-year-plus fish, to my understanding. 20, 25, 30 years. Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, you got to have them, though, you know. Got to have – shoot, I remember videos of the last freeze. I mean, people were running around after the freeze. But, I mean, it was frozen for days and days and days. And, man, there was just big trout laid up, you know, all over the place, really. That one had a pretty big kill on the fish.
People don't realize a redfish can live up to 60 years. That's incredible.
60.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts. I don't know of any, you know, other than maybe like a big Goliath grouper or something up in, you know, Florida. I don't know of many fish that, live that long, Mickey.
Yeah, they're they're an incredible species of fish. I mean, they can live up to 60 years, and they, you know, you can find them in the freshest of fresh water and the saltiest bays, you know.
That's right. Hey, I wonder how long a hardhead lived.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm not your guy to ask on that one. As far as I'm concerned, they live too damn long.
Yeah, that's too exactly many of them. Right. Exactly right. I wish their life expectancy wasn't as long. Golly. Oh my gosh. You know, you can't kill those suckers. You know what I mean?
No.
Shoot.
Hey, now we did have some kind of bacteria in the water years ago. I don't know, back in about 2008 or 10, somewhere in that time frame, where there was a bacteria in the water that was killing all the fish that didn't have scales, you know, slick fish like catfish.
No way.
And I remember driving across Trinity Bay, I'm going, you'd think there would have been a million shrimpers out here last night with all the dead gaff top floating on top.
Oh, my gosh.
But
crazy.
You know, the hardheads and gaff top took it on the chin, and then, man, for about 2 or 3 years, you didn't see many of them up my way. And then,
really? And,
boy, they're prolific. They came back with a vengeance. You know?
I was going to say, we should find out what kind of bacteria that is, you know, and do a little...
Right.
Do a little nighttime mission. No, I'm just kidding.
Nighttime mission.
Do a little nighttime mission out in the Galveston Bay real quick. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I've been doing this long enough. I could say that, even though I'm joking, kind of, you know.
We know you're joking.
Yeah, but that is those hardheads, buddy. You know, usually if we get into them thick and we're using live bait, I'll tell my folks, usually we'll catch about 5 or 6. Usually people leave on the first one. But what I found is usually you power through five or six of them, and usually there's a redfish mixed in with them. And I hate to do it, but, man, sometimes on a slow day, we start catching those guys right up tight to the rocks. Usually you'll bust a few redfish. Every couple hard heads, you catch a redfish or two. So I try that. And then, if I catch five or six of them and we don't catch a redfish, we're running like the place is on fire. We're leaving immediately. But usually there'll be one or two big old redfish mixed in. So anyway, something you got to deal with when you're using bait out there. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Now and then.
Hell, even lures.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it's hard to – I mean, we catch a lot of hard heads and especially gaff top on artificials.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thinking that you're under a – school of big old trout thrown up into the birds, man, and you see that slime coming in on your line thinking, golly.
Nothing more beautiful than to see a huge blow up on your top water and you can see that sail off the top of the gaff top when he rolls over that bait. And you set the hook in it and going, why did I do that? It's just a reaction, you know. You fish with top water so long. Even if you're looking at your bait and you know it's a gaff top that just blew up on it, it's just human nature to set the hook when you feel it.
Yeah.
then you got to reel that snotty thing up there, especially when you're wade fishing. You better have good pliers and keep them poking a hole in your waders.
Yeah.
And just, that's part of the game. Yeah. That's the game, man.
They're not a real, not a real sought after, typically not a real sought after deal.
No,
there, but
there's a lot of people that fish for them and they enjoy eating them. You know, they like the taste of them and the table fare. They're edible, no doubt. I've eaten them before just to try it.
More power to them, man. That's right. There ain't nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with whatever. Look, God put some fish out here for us to enjoy. It's on his creation. And
that's it.
You know what? If it's a legal fish, go do it. Yeah.
That's it.
That's right. Have fun, man. As long as you're having fun, who cares?
All right, man. Well, hey, y'all try to get things back in order down there at Outcast.
We are, brother.
If anybody wants to call you about booking a trip or staying in the lodge or what have you, give them some info, Sharky.
Absolutely, guys. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out all of our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And then we have an on-site lodge where you can stay on-site, just steps away from hopping in the boat and going out making some memories. It's super convenient for you guys.
That's a way to roll right there.
Yeah, that's the way to roll. All right, brother.
E-line. Sharky, have a good day. Stay warm. All right, brother.
Thanks, man. See you
later. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in Galveston. It's time for the show to end already. Man, time flew by. You've been listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll see you in the morning at 4 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.